The review entitled Herpes Virus Infection of Endothelial Cells as a Systemic Pathological Axis in Myalgic Encephalomyelitis, Chronic Fatigue Syndrome was authored by Nunes and Kell et al. From the University of Liverpool in the United Kingdom. It was published in Viruses on the 8th of April, 2024. This publication explores the potential role of herpes virus infection in the symptomatology of ME/CFS. ME/CFS is characterized by vascular dysfunction along with platelet abnormalities that may result, at least in part, from endothelial dysfunction caused by herpes virus infection. Although very few studies investigated the impact of herpes virus infection on the endothelium in ME/CFS, Epstein-Barr virus and human herpes virus 6 are significantly reported in ME/CFS patients. Herpes viruses establish lifelong infection with virus latency in the nucleus of infected cells. While Epstein-Barr virus latency in endothelial cells is suspected, several studies have demonstrated that human herpes virus can establish latency in these cells. Herpes virus infection followed by endothelial cell latency may explain the persistent nature of ME/CFS symptoms. Indeed, virus latency can induce endothelial dysfunction for the lifespan of endothelial cells. Considering that both Epstein-Barr virus and human herpes virus inhibit apoptosis of host cells. Consequently, complications may persist for months to years in accordance with the chronicity of symptoms in ME/CFS. Latent proteins of herpes viruses, such as Epstein-Barr nuclear antigen 1, are sufficient to induce endothelial and vascular dysfunction. For instance, Epstein-Barr nuclear antigen 1 increases reactive oxygen species production, enhances cell survival, and promotes DNA damage while inhibiting its repair. In the endothelial cell, Epstein-Barr nuclear antigen 1 increases interleukin 6 production, triggering immune activation, vascular dysregulation, and increased clotting tendency. Epstein-Barr nuclear antigen 1 also promotes the production of autoantibodies along with upregulation of interleukin 8, hypoxia-inducible factor 1 alpha, and vascular endothelial growth factor. The latter two promote angiogenesis and influence vascular integrity and dynamics. Epstein-Barr virus LMP1, LMP2A, as well as its RNA, are linked to cellular dysfunction and pro-inflammatory processes. In the case of human herpes virus latency proteins, U84 can reduce cell migration and angiogenic potential, leading to prolonged wound healing. ME/CFS is also characterized by reduced cerebral blood flow in patients. Viral infection of endothelial cells, smooth muscle cells, and neurons might contribute to the blood flow abnormalities observed in ME/CFS. Several studies demonstrated that Epstein-Barr virus and human herpes virus were able to reduce cerebral blood flow and perfusion of specific brain regions. Regarding coagulation abnormalities, the Epstein-Barr virus can disrupt platelet function by modulating their mRNA and non-coding RNA profiles. Epstein-Barr virus infection of endothelial cells increases von Willebrand factor and platelet endothelial cell adhesion molecule 1 levels, contributing to procoagulant processes. On the other hand, human herpes virus active infection triggers a prothrombotic state. Thus, herpes virus infected endothelial cells and their procoagulants may cause the clotting and platelet abnormalities observed in ME/CFS. Further research is needed to confirm whether endothelial cells from ME/CFS patients are indeed infected with herpes viruses, which could explain the systemic and chronic nature of the disease. Other pathogens and cell types certainly play significant roles in this pathology as well.